Welcome to our Blue Papers podcast edition. Blue Papers are our version of white papers here at Ford Imprint. They cover a wide range of business topics, all with an aim to help your organization succeed. This is episode number 130, Predictive Analytics. This episode is presented by Ford Imprint Incorporated marketing associate, Guinevere Thompson.
Predictive Analytics, the Corporate Crystal Ball. Wouldn't it be great if your organization had a crystal ball to predict what your customers will buy and when they will buy it? Imagine the power you'd hold in your hands. Unfortunately, crystal balls exist only in fiction and fairy tales. However, predictive analytics, or PA, when used effectively, is a darn close substitute. Corporations are embracing it as a business strategy to predict trends and buying patterns. In fact, some would argue that predictive analytics is more valuable than a crystal ball because it uses actual data that can be reused across the organization for multiple purposes. Plus, when it's effective, it can be used to gain competitive advantage, increase sales, and help your marketing efforts reach the right people every time. That's why PA is one of the hottest growing topics in business technology. Since 2010, Google Trends shows a 300% spike in searches for predictive analytics. In addition, according to the research group IDC Manufacturing, business analytics is now a $31.7 billion market, and the market continues to grow. Predictive Analytics World, a thought leader in the topic, puts the annual growth rate for the predictive analytics at 8 to 10%. It's hardly a new concept. Historically, organizations have relied on customer and market data to improve decision-making. But in the past 20 years, advances in computer power and server capacity have provided greater opportunity for data collection and usage. Now, the explosion of social media and mobile devices has unleashed enormous amounts of data that can tell you almost anything about a customer or product. Today, an estimated 2.6 quintillion bytes of data are created per year, and 90% of all the data in the world has been created in the past 2 years. This is what is called big data, and predictive analytics is about leveraging large volumes of data to improve, grow, and yes, predict the future. So what is it about? Like a fortune teller might do, it helps organizations move beyond what happened to determine what will happen. But instead of using a crystal ball, the process relies on extracting information from existing data sets to determine patterns that help predict future outcomes and trends. In fact, predictive models and analysis are typically used to forecast future probabilities with a high level of reliability. When applied to business, predictive models are used to analyze current data and historical facts, so companies are better able to understand customers, products, and partners, and to identify potential business risks and opportunities. Let's look at an example to illustrate how predictive analytics works. If you have a perishable product that has a limited shelf life, you want to keep the product moving so it doesn't rot on the shelves. You might look at past sales figures and purchasing habits to figure out how to prepare for production and inventory. But predictive analytics takes the data a step further. It takes the cumulative amount of data you have on the product and simulates what might happen if you make changes to pricing, marketing, or the product itself, so that you can determine sales volume and keep the product in stock without producing too much. Using PA, you can create unlimited scenarios that tell you if sales will increase or decrease depending on a given change. That's the crux of predictive analytics, only it applies to much more. It's the business approach taking over companies worldwide. Instead of relying on gut intuitions, predictive analytics help companies use the past to predict the future. PA tells you what's possible instead of what happened. In the simplest form, it's about using data mining techniques to predict trends and behavior patterns. A recent article in Forbes shared three corporate case studies that demonstrate the value of predictive analytics. Best Buy, for example, used predictive analytics to show that 7% of its customers were responsible for 43% of sales. Using this data, the company completely redesigned its stores to appeal to the buying habits of particular customer groups. Olive Garden is another well-known company using predictive analytics. By analyzing data on staffing needs and food preparation requirements, the restaurant chain was able to manage staff more effectively while significantly reducing food waste. Finally, the UK's Royal Shakespeare Company used predictive analytics to develop a marketing program that increased attendees by more than 70% and boosted membership by 40%. These are only some of the examples that show the value of predictive analytics. How can your organization start using this magic crystal ball called predictive analytics? This podcast evaluates the basic principles of predictive analytics and gives you some tips on how to get started. It also gives you examples on how companies use predictive analytics to improve sales and products. So get ready to gaze into the past to foretell your future without visiting a fortune teller or using a crystal ball. Predictive analytics is not only more accurate, it's something that provides clear value. If you're looking for a comprehensive resource on the topic, start with the book Predictive Analytics: The Power to Predict Who Will Click, Buy, Lie, or Die. As the title implies, the book explains how you can use predictive analytics to identify clients that will buy your products, as well as clients that will move on. It's written by former Columbia University professor and predictive analytics world founder Eric Siegel, and it gives a good introduction to the power of predictive analytics as well as the potential pitfalls. But first, it's important to make the distinction between the complexities of predictive analytics versus simple business intelligence. In short, predictive analytics moves beyond traditional business intelligence and is far more accurate and forward-looking. Business intelligence uses tools like queries, insight reports, and dashboards to show how an organization is performing in the present and whether or not it's meeting its targets and goals. Predictive analytics, on the other hand, moves beyond traditional business intelligence by modeling future behavior based on past behavior. PA encompasses a variety of mathematical techniques that derive insight from data with a single objective: to find the best action for a given situation. While predictive analytics is most often used to predict the future, it actually can be applied to any type of unknown in the past or present. This is because predictive analytics captures relationships between variables to predict unknown outcomes. Potential outcomes are determined by applying predictive models to data sets. A predictive model is a mathematical equation that uses data to produce a calculation. Credit scores, for example, are the result of a predictive model that crunches a vast amount of data to evaluate a credit ranking for individuals. Models give specific instructions on how to analyze data in order to deliver a particular result. Generally, there are three types of models in predictive analytics. They are predictive models, descriptive models, and decision models. Predictive models analyze past performance to predict customer actions in the future. Predictive models detect data patterns that answer questions about customer behavior and performance. For example, you might use predictive models to calculate whether or not a customer is likely to pay bills on time. Also, predictive models can be used during live transactions. Think of your last trip to the grocery store. Did you wonder how the coupon that was printed on your receipt reflected a brand you prefer, as well as an item you regularly buy? Most likely, your grocery store used predictive modeling to give you a coupon that reflected your buying patterns before you even left the store. Descriptive models, on the other hand, apply to groups rather than individuals. Instead of focusing on a single customer behavior, descriptive models evaluate relationships between customers or products. Customers might be categorized by product preference and life stages to help make predictions. For example, descriptive analytics might look at electricity usage statistics to plan power needs across a given market or geography. Or it may group customers based on buying preferences to help set pricing. The third form of predictive analytics uses decision models. Decision models are the most advanced level of predictive analytics and are used to describe the relationship between all elements of a decision. This includes results of predictive and descriptive models and any other data points that can be combined to produce actionable options. Decision models are most commonly used offline to develop strategy. They allow companies to simulate products to explore possibilities that aren't practical with live testing. For instance, decision models will tell companies the results of lowering costs by 5, 10, or 15% with a high level of accuracy. They produce mathematically optimized results for defined scenarios as they relate to the product. All predictive models, predictive, descriptive, or decision, are similar in the sense that each combines a number of predictors to create a formula. For example, maybe you want to know the likelihood that customers who recently made an online purchase will purchase again. In this case, one of the predictors might be frequency. You could look at other predictors, like time spent online, personal income, or whether or not they live in rural versus urban cities. These would also be predictors, and when combined with formulas, you create a model that relies on weighted data sets that combine the formulas to create if-then scenarios. In other words, they might tell you customers who purchased an item in the past 30 days and spent more than 20 hours online each week are more likely to make an additional purchase in the next week or days. The data would also be able to tell you purchasing habits of those in rural versus urban settings. Of course, this is a simplified example. An effective predictive model is more complex and combines dozens of predictors that evaluate multiple aspects of the customer and his or her behavior. Now we will look at what predictive analytics can do for your organization. Of course, the results vary by organization and are largely dependent on the quality of data that is used. However, experts say that predictive analytics is most commonly used to predict market trends and customer needs. Create customized offers for specific segments and channels, predict how market price volatility will impact production plans, foresee changes in demand and supply across the entire supply chain, and proactively manage a workforce by attracting and retaining talent. According to SAP, the top five data sources for predictive analytics are sales, marketing, customers, financials, and products. If you've ever been on Amazon, Netflix, or Pandora, you've seen predictive analytics at work. Those aren't people that are making suggestions for other items you might like to read, watch, or listen to. It's a complex predictive analytic algorithm that pulls multiple data points to highlight what you might be interested in next. The level of accuracy is impressive. It's almost as though the program reads your mind in order to determine what you might enjoy. In the corporate world, predictive analytics is often applied to customer relationship management, decision support systems, customer retention, direct marketing, fraud detection, risk management, and many other areas. A telecom company, for example, might use predictive analytics to figure out when customers are likely to leave, in order to develop customer retention strategies. Specifically, predictive analytics can help answer questions like, which customers are most likely to terminate service? What sales prospects are most and least likely to buy services or products? How can I align my sales efforts with customers most likely to buy? And what product should I try to cross-market to which customers? While it may be difficult to believe, there's really no limit to how an organization can apply data to improve sales, operations, business functions, and more. You can use predictive analytics to improve social media, marketing, banking, health, sales, and customer retention, to name a few. You can use it to produce credit ratings, fraud risk, or to guide decision-making and the outcome of sports. Yes, sports. Perhaps you saw the movie Moneyball with Brad Pitt. It's a true story that applied predictive analytics to help the Oakland A's baseball team select players that would help them win. The team manager, Billy Bean, looked at basic player analytics like home runs, earned run averages, and RBIs, but took the data to a new level. In reality, Bean used predictive analytics to analyze hundreds of detailed statistics from every play and every game to predict future performance and production. Some of the statistics that Bean and his team used were obtained from game footage that used video recognition techniques. Bean and others used this data to select players that would have the greatest impact to the team by relying on future predictions of performance. His strategy worked. By the end of the season, the A's were ranked second in the league. Bean's legacy is historical. It is now standard practice to apply analytics to a wide variety of sports that assist with decision-making. But as he said in a recent interview, his idea was not new. Bean said, quote, "We robbed ideas from Wall Street and academics outside our business who said there was a different way of doing things," unquote. You can even use analytics to get ahead in specific markets, like yogurt. Have you noticed that Greek yogurt is taking the market by storm? In 2007, Greek yogurt accounted for less than 10% of the U.S. yogurt market. Today, it represents 28% of all yogurt sales and is a $7 billion industry. Moreover, sales continue to grow while demand for non-Greek yogurt declines. Estimates show that within the next 3 years, Greek yogurt sales could account for more than half of yogurt sales. The yogurt giant Danone realized the market held vast potential and that it needed to figure out a way to remain competitive. As a result, the company used predictive analytics to gain a competitive advantage in the Greek yogurt wars. How? In 2011, the company rolled out a predictive analytics tool from IBM that increased its accuracy in forecasting and inventory planning from about 70% to 98%. Basically, the tool used sophisticated algorithms to evaluate data on historical, regional, and market data. Danone used this data to roll out successful promotions that gave the company competitive advantage over other well-known brands. Now that you have an idea of what predictive analytics is about, it's time to figure out how you can do it. What are the main ingredients to successful PA? Can you do it yourself without hiring a fortune teller? Like many business functions, you can develop the skill in-house or hire external vendors and consultants to help. We will explore both options. It's not impossible to develop predictive analytics in-house, but it's not easy either. The PA process is cyclical and ongoing. It never ends. It's about constant refinement and repurposing. There are 8 steps in the PA lifecycle: problem formulation, data preparation, data exploration, data selection, model building, model validation, model deployment, and evaluation. Now we'll review each phase in detail. Formulating and identifying the problem is the first step in the process, and perhaps the most critical. It's important to clearly define why you want the data and how you plan to use it. Without a concise objective, data is really just a bunch of numbers that don't make sense. By identifying and formulating the problem you want to solve, you give it a purpose. In this stage, a business analyst or similar resource evaluates the data to create scenarios and hypotheses related to the data. In many organizations, input for this stage comes from business functions like customer service, direct marketing, fraud detection, and risk management, to name a few. In other words, the objective in this stage is to identify a single, high-priority business problem that needs to be solved. Ideally, a company will already have the data to evaluate the problem available, so the effort will generate results quickly to prove the value of using predictive analytics. Maybe you want to know if customers are more willing to purchase your product if you lower the price, or if certain customers are likely to pay bills on time. These are examples of business scenarios that predictive analytics uncovers. As noted in the previous section, you can develop scenarios that are predictive, descriptive, or decision-based. If you're unsure where to begin, experts suggest that companies start with the marketing function. With marketing, you can analyze price points or advertising levels to see how it will affect sales. Maybe you want to uncover customers that are most likely to respond to brochures or coupons, but whatever you decide, the objective needs to be clear. While there are an abundance of factors that can be analyzed, it's important to stay focused on one or two outcomes. Other items that are easily analyzed include competitors' pricing, customer churn rates, or incidents of fraud on your website. Most companies have ready-made data on these topics. Data preparation, exploration, and selection are the next phases in the PA lifecycle. Preparing and selecting the data is a critical piece, but it's probably also the trickiest. Here's where you uncover trends and patterns in behavior to identify predictors. For example, a predictor might be customers who spend 20% more time on your website order more products. You also need to evaluate the data to identify relationships. For example, perhaps you notice that customers in Florida order more of your product than those in colder climates. This is an example of a relationship that can be examined in greater detail using PA. Next, a data mining expert or statistician will engage in exploratory analysis of the data and begin the process of descriptive segmentation. This means the data will undergo another round of analysis using complex mathematical analysis and algorithms. This is where you might use the data to test if-then scenarios. For example, if customers spend at least 10 hours online and they live in Florida, what is the likelihood that they will purchase more of your products? Is there a direct correlation between the data points? The predictors and relationships extracted in this phase are fed into the model that will be used to make future predictions. This information will help build the predictive model. Some organizations use a team of cross-functional experts to analyze and explore data and provide insight into the predictive analytics model. Data engineers, data-savvy business managers, and analysts can provide business as well as analytical feedback to assist with model creation. A team-based approach can help you find and explore historical data sources, make hypotheses for business problems that are identified, and develop and test analytical models. Once you've identified the business objective, model, and data you want to use, it's time to involve information technology. In short, you need some type of technology solution that will help you analyze the data. It isn't necessary to purchase an expensive application if your needs can be met by another, lightweight analytic application. If you're just starting out and Microsoft Excel can meet your needs, start there. Chances are you'll need to migrate to a more sophisticated platform in the future, but until then, it's okay to use something basic. As you progress, you will probably want to check out some of the technology offered by IBM, SAP, and SAS to engage in more sophisticated analytic analysis. Alpine Data Labs, an organization that specializes in predictive analytics, provides helpful tips on how to select a tool for predictive analytics. For example, something that is easy to set up and low cost is optimal if you're just getting started. It's also a good idea to select something that lets you start generating insights quickly without major changes to the infrastructure. The tool that you use should also have a data agnostic so that you can leverage all existing data sources from multiple locations. Also, something that is easy enough for non-data scientists to use with a highly visual interface is optimal. In the final stage, predictive analytics uncovers valuable insights that can be incorporated into business operations and strategic decision-making. This is what you've worked hard to uncover, the results, and action items that can help you improve customer satisfaction, products, or marketing strategies. In reality, this is where the real work begins. This is where you translate data into action to provide value. Remember, predictive analytics only tells you what might happen in the future. How you decide to act on this knowledge is the final chapter in the predictive analytics story. Accordingly, it's important to communicate the results with the rest of the organization. This will help build momentum and excitement for future predictive analytics projects. Along the way, you'll build skills and confidence that will help with future projects too. Predictive Analytics World is a well-known leader on the topic, and its website provides a wealth of information. A quick visit can get you up to speed on the tools and methods most widely used for success. You can also watch videos and access resources that describe how organizations effectively use analytics to drive growth and profits. There are even online training courses and workshops that can help you learn more. If you are more of a hands-on learner, Predictive Analytics World offers conferences and seminars across the country, too. Its annual conference is well attended by a number of high-profile organizations that mastered the art of predictive analytics with impressive results. If getting up to speed yourself is too big of a job, outsourcing may be the answer. there are hundreds of business analytics providers that can help you with part or all of your analytic needs. The difficulty lies in selecting one that's a good fit. Naturally, the type of vendor or service you require depends on your goals and objectives. There are vendors that provide scoring models, as well as providers of credit reports and credit scores. Companies like Experian and Fair Isaac are two of the well-known organizations that use analytics that assist with debt recovery or fraud protection, among other services. Axiom is another analytics company that provides marketing insight for 47 of the Fortune 100 brands. According to its website, the company evaluates more than a trillion data transactions each week to populate its marketing and consumer databases. If customer relationship management is your primary focus, there are a number of package solutions providers that could help. Oracle provides solutions for multiple industries and business functions. Other leaders in the field include IBM, SPSS Statistics, MATLAB, Agnos Knowledge Studio, and SAP. This is just for starters. In truth, you'll have to do your homework when selecting a vendor for predictive analytics. While these vendors vary in scope, size, and pricing, they share one important trait. They focus on generating new data, insight, and foresight. The applications explore data to find insight to produce computational and probabilistic techniques. They might produce decision trees, scoreboards, dashboards, relational or multidimensional analytic processing, but they all aim to figure out what the market and customers will do. However, it's important to realize that although technology is vital, companies that find success with predictive analytics do more than just purchase and implement technology. Successful organizations embed predictive tools into daily business functions and teach employees how to use and implement data for key decision making. They also nurture and develop analytical talent to ensure that the investment in analytics capabilities assess the organizational health as well as future potential. Clearly, there's a reason for this positive buzz and fortune-telling hoopla, but as with all good, there is a bad. There is a dark side to predictive analytics, the legal and ethical implications. You can't discuss it without asking when and if it's too much, meaning how can you apply the methods and tools without making customers feel like they are being watched or overstepping their privacy? There's a fine line between being helpful versus pushy, and companies must find a happy balance when they approach customers with so-called helpful suggestions. While some customers appreciate the reminder that they left items in their shopping carts, others might find it annoying and off-putting to your brand or organization. In addition, the question of privacy rights is leading to increased legislation. Most Americans accept the fact that purchasing behaviors and activities are tracked through websites, apps, and customer loyalty programs, to name a few. But how this data is used is sparking intense debate on whether or not there should be more legislation in place to monitor commercial data mining in the global community. Last year, both the United States and the European Union, or EU, proposed to give their citizens greater control over commercial data mining. In 2012, the EU passed legislation that completely reformed data protection rules to strengthen online privacy rights. Specifically, under EU law, personal data can only be gathered legally under strict conditions, and organizations that collect and manage personal information must adhere to privacy rights of data owners. In the United States, the future of data mining is currently being debated on Capitol Hill. Specifically, there is a debate surrounding data mining techniques and whether or not it infringes on personal privacy rights. The American system has a number of federal and state privacy laws that separately govern the use of personal details in areas like patient billing, motor vehicle records, and education. However, some legislators believe there are serious gaps in consumer protection, particularly when it comes to data collections online. There's a strong belief that Congress should enact a baseline consumer privacy law. Recently, the Obama administration called for Congress to enact a Consumer Privacy Bill of Rights that would apply to industries not already covered by privacy rights. This could include data brokers, which are companies that collect details on individuals' likes, leisure pursuits, shopping habits, financial status, health interests, and more. In brief, the legislation would give Americans the right to some control over how their personal data is used, as well as the right to see and correct records that companies hold about them. Naturally, these kinds of legislative changes would have significant impact on the ability to use predictive analytics and the data that is required to produce results. Why is the topic so heated? Imagine if a company used predictive analytics to figure out you were pregnant and then told your parents before you had a chance to tell them yourself. It sounds unbelievable, but that's exactly what happened between a teenage girl and retail giant Target. Like many organizations, Target collected historical data on its clients, many of which related to purchasing habits. Target also extracted historical data on customers that signed up for baby registries and cross-referenced the data against women with similar purchases to predict the buying patterns of expectant mothers. The idea was simple. If Target could figure out which women would soon be buying diapers and bottles, it could start marketing directly to those customers to secure future purchasing opportunities. In fact, Target's analytics model was so effective that it could identify about 25 products that, when analyzed together, allowed the organization to assign each shopper a pregnancy prediction score. The tool could also estimate a due date, and the corporation subsequently sent coupons that were timed to specific stages of a pregnancy. An article in Forbes suggests that these types of predictive analytics contributed to Target's revenue growth from $44 billion in 2002 to $67 billion in 2010. So, when the father of a teenager noticed she was receiving coupons for baby clothes and cribs, he contacted his local Target to find out why they would approach a young woman for such products. Turns out, the daughter had yet to notify her family of her pregnancy. Naturally, the story prompted a series of ethical debates on corporate responsibility for customer privacy. After the incident hit the news circuit, Target declined further comment. In a more recent example, a company in England was banned from tracking people as they walked the streets of London. An advertising firm was using a network of high-tech trash cans to determine where people went in London's financial district. The trash cans used sophisticated technology to tap into smartphone and Wi-Fi signals in order to see where people went and how long they stayed. It almost sounds like a scene from a sci-fi movie, but it actually happened. The objective was to use the information for enhanced marketing techniques. For example, if the data showed that people spent 20 minutes at Starbucks, that data could be used to enhance marketing for a competitor with well-placed billboards or signs. Or, if there appeared to be a lot of tourists passing through, advertising could target museums, plays, and sightseeing events. The goal was to use the trash cans to find out more about the people that visited the area in order to determine what kind of marketing efforts might have the greatest impact. In this case, the City of London Corporation ordered the firm to stop using the trash cans to collect Wi-Fi signals. But it raises a host of questions regarding methods that monitor customer behavior. In reality, data that tracks electronic footprints of customers on the web is not vastly different from physical footprints. Corporations frequently measure how long you stay at a website, whether or not you purchase something, and where you go afterwards. The difference lies in the expectations of privacy. Customers probably expect to be tracked online and know that companies survey web activity, buying trends, or frequency. However, an individual walking the streets of London probably has a reasonable expectation of privacy and does not expect that their actions and movements are tracked. But what about when predictive analytics is used to prevent crimes? Is that still an infringement on individual rights? Believe it or not, predictive analytics is used by police departments in Illinois and Ohio to predict where and when violent crimes are likely to happen so they can stop them before they start. Remind you of the movie Minority Report? In Chicago, for example, the police department uses data models that are updated with criminal activity on a daily basis. Predictive analytics in the Chicago Police Department evaluates a large number of variables, like 911 calls and the type of crime, in order to uncover crime patterns in the city. Likewise, the Ohio Bureau of Criminal Identification and Investigation uses predictive analytics in combination with geographic profiling to stop serial crimes like robberies and car thefts. The analysis at the Bureau tells crime professionals not only when a crime is likely to occur, but where it is likely to happen. It's also used in conjunction with software that predicts the location of a criminal that may be hiding from law enforcement officials. Illinois and Ohio are not the only states using predictive analytics to fight crime. In reality, cities and governments around the world use real-time data collection and predictive analytics to reduce crime rates and integrate law enforcement agencies. IBM developed a crime information warehouse to help agencies integrate data that can be used to better understand criminal patterns. Americans seem to have a higher tolerance for sharing this type of data post-September 11th. However, it comes dangerously close to challenging Fourth Amendment rights that apply to probable cause and reasonable suspicion. In short, there's a lot to figure out, and as predictive analytics continues to infiltrate society, corporations will be challenged to ensure that efforts to predict customer behavior uphold privacy and civil liberty standards. In addition, any legislative changes could have significant impact on the ability to collect and extract data that can be used for predictive analytics. While the ethics of predictive analytics may be up for debate, the value it provides is not. Research clearly shows that companies that use predictive analytics benefit financially and competitively. According to SAP Research, 68% of organizations that use predictive analytics realized a competitive advantage. The same research shows that 86% of companies that use predictive analytics report that it has a positive impact on the organization. Similarly, Predictive Analytics World claims that 90% of organizations that use predictive analytics report a positive return on investment, or ROI. According to another report, predictive analytics initiatives show a median ROI of 145%. The same survey reported that users of predictive analytics achieved a 1% improvement in operating profit margins and an increase in customer retention of 6%. There's no limit to statistics that show the bottom line value of using analytics. The proof of value is apparent. But what if you don't embrace predictive analytics? Research shows that companies that have yet to adopt predictive technologies experienced a 2% decline in profit margins and a 1% drop in their customer retention rate, on average. To put it bluntly, the data suggests that while other companies are using predictive analytics to thrive in the future, if you don't, you'll be left behind wondering what happened. So why not get ahead of your competitors and discover what the future might hold using the new crystal ball for corporations, predictive analytics.
Thanks for listening to this podcast on predictive analytics. As always, keep on the lookout for future podcasts, which cover a variety of topics, all with an aim to help your organization succeed. If you enjoyed this podcast and would like to listen to others, please visit our website at 4imprint.com/bluepapers.